Gitavach. So I'll tell you, Maisa, you know, one of the great tzaddikim, his name was Ramosha of Kavrin, Moshe Kabriner. So this Ramosha of Kabrin, Moshe Kabriner, so he had a chassid, and this chassid's name was Reb Isaac. Now this Reb Isaac was a devout chassid, a very connected student of the Rebbe Ramosha of Kabrin. And he would go frequently to visit his Rebbe, and whenever he spoke with his Rebbe, whenever he would seek advice from his Rebbe, he was always very careful that it should always be in spiritual matters, always in Inyani Ruchnias and Avodas Hashem and his davening and his learning and so on, always in Inyani Ruchnias. And he felt beshita, he felt like that's the only appropriate types of conversations to have with the tzaddik is Inyani things of the neshama, you know, in terms of physical things. He said that I'm not going to bother the Rebbe with that. Now, it happens to be as time was going on, he was struggling more and more with his parnasa, and it was becoming more and more dire as the time went on, and the responsibilities of the family, the children were getting older, and the responsibilities were increasing, and the finances were not, and so it was definitely a struggle, to the point of where he told himself, listen, I have no choice but to speak to the Rebbe about it, I have no choice. So the next time he goes to the Rebbe, he begins the conversation as usual, talking about his learning and his davening and his avoda. And then as sort of he's about to leave, like he's, you know, trying to muster up the, you know, sort of the bravery to talk to his Rebbe about physical matters. And he begins to sort of try to mumble or to get out the words, you know, parnasa and yonim like this. But he can't, he himself can't, you know, sort of express himself fully. That's how ashamed he is. So the Rebbe hears this, obviously picks up on what this Reb Isaac is asking for. And he stops Reb Isaac and he says, Isaac, I will give you a bracha for Parnasa Berevach. Parnasa Berevach, to be a gevir, to be an usher, gevald gezachen. So Reb Isaac's eyes light up, like, that's amazing. He was, that's the best thing he heard all day, that the Rebbe's going to promise him Ashiras. But the Rebbe says, but if you want the bracha to be fulfilled, then there's one condition. So Rabbi says, what's the condition? I'll do anything. So the Rebbe goes from his desk, pulls out two gold coins, which was a significant amount of money. He pulls out two gold coins and he says, listen, I want you to take these coins. I want you to go to the local store where you live, buy the most expensive delicacies, meat, fish, chicken, cakes, whatever it is, enough for like two, you know, nice meals for a person. I want you to sit down when your whole family's there. I want you to prepare the table, but only one setting, just for you. And you are to eat all of this food just by yourself. Not one morsel of it could go to your children or your wife, and you're not allowed to say anything. You have to just sit there, eat all the food without your family knowing what in the world is going on, and without sharing it at all. And if you do that, Ashiras. Okay? So Isaac says to himself, okay, it'll be a little bit funny and a little bit awkward, but fine, I'll push through it. So that's what he does. He takes the coins and he goes back home and he goes to the store and he buys all the delicious foods. He comes home, you know, and he sets up the table and so on. His wife is asking, oh, this looks very nice. Like, I got an extra bonus from work or something like that. So he says something like that. So he sits down and he begins to eat. And his wife's like, don't you want to wait for the kids to come home? Doesn't say anything. You know, maybe pull up a chair for your wife, she says. Nothing. And he keeps eating like this. Meanwhile, a few minutes later, the kids come home. They're all excited. They see food. They haven't seen something like that probably in their whole lives. And they say, okay, Tati, can we have some? No. And he's like hoarding the food. You know what I mean? He pulls it all to him, and he's scarfing it down. And his wife begins to say, Isaac, have you lost your mind? What's wrong with you? What are you doing? You're eating all the food. You can't spare a little bit for your wife and your children. And then the kids begin to cry. Is daddy okay? The whole thing is becoming like a big crazy balagan. But he's refusing to acknowledge anything, to say anything. He's just like stuffing his face with all the food, until you know his wife is crying. His kids are mad, yelling and screaming at him, and the whole thing is crazy. Until finally, he finishes the last little morsel, and without saying anything, he just gets up, puts his coat on, and goes right back to the Rebbe. His wife and kids don't know what's going on. Then she goes back to Ramosha of Kavrin, and he goes in, and Ramosha of Kavrin says, listen, you're going to be Zeicha Tashiris, you're going to have a lot of wealth, and you'll be a big parnasa, and it'll be gevaldik. But what was this inning that I made you do just now? So he says, I want you for the rest of your life to remember that you're going to have parnasa berevach. But just as this meal that you ate, did you really enjoy it? So Isaac says, no, I did not enjoy it. And the Rebbe said, why didn't you enjoy it? He said, I didn't enjoy it. Why? Well, how could I enjoy it? My family's right here, and they're not allowed to have any, and they can't have any. I'm supposed to enjoy what I have when I can't give them? So the Rebbe said, exactly. I want you to go with that mentality for the rest of your life also, not to that extreme that you shouldn't enjoy anything, but to always remember that you have an extended family, which is called Klal Yisrael. And when you're sitting down, so to speak, at your table with your immediate family and everything is good by you, I want you just to always remember that feeling of what it was like not being able to share with others and the pain that you felt in seeing in your family's eyes them not having what you have. And remember, that's on to a certain degree, that's true. As long as there's any one Jew out there that's suffering, any one Jew that doesn't have what you have, it should also feel a little bit to you that there's something lacking in what you have in the pleasure of you experiencing what you have as well. That all of Klal Yisrael, Klal Yisrael Chaverim, all one big family. And because of that, if any member of the family is lacking, it takes away from the pleasure and the enjoyment of every single one of the family. Now that you've experienced such a meal, and you'll remember what that feeling is like, I bless you with unbelievable ashiras, and you should always be in the giving end. You should be able to be mashpiat the yidin and givaldik. And always remember that if there's any yid out there that still is missing, it hurts every single one of us. That's what Ramesha said to his chassid Rabbi Isaac. No. Shem should bless us. We should always be zaycha, always to have and to give and to give. And we should be in love and sensitive to every single yid. Mamish, like Rav Isaacal, felt towards his own family. Shem should be zaycha to only have good things and shefa, bracha, batzlacha, ad v'li, dai, v'yiskol, tzedek, mir, v'meinu, amen.